Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We do this every week. We get someone to talk about their life, its ups and downs, and how they might have seen God at work in it all. And they do it by answering five questions that they have chosen from a short list that we give them. On the line this morning for our Life in Five spot, we have Dr. Paul Perry. And Paul is a lecturer from the Irish Bible Institute. Now, he's also a pastor, a husband, and a father. And he also has a background in woodwork and teaching. Paul, you're very welcome this morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Kieran. It's great to chat to you.
It's doing a real pleasure to have you on today, Paul. Let's go straight into your questions then, shall we? Yep. So the first one that you've picked is, we've asked you about a favourite Bible verse and why it's your favourite.
Well, yeah. One of my favourite verses, really, from when I was a young Christian, is Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. And, of course, they're very familiar verses. Some of you listeners may recognize them, but verses 8 and 9 talk about how we are saved by God's grace, you know, His wonderful grace saves us. But the one I was thinking about this morning was really verse 10, and, you know, after receiving God's grace, the next thing that really struck me when I was a young Christian was the next verse, where it says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things He planned for us long ago. And so it just really excites me, even to this day, decades later, that, you know, that God has plans for us, you know, for me, that He has planned long ago, long before I ever knew them. And then the other thing, of course, I like that New Living Translation, we are God's masterpiece. So that's an encouragement for the listeners. You know, sometimes you may not feel it when you look in the mirror in the morning, but you're God's masterpiece. He's doing a great work in your life.
That's a lovely positive thought for this this Thursday, Paul. Thank you. Let's go on to question number two. How does God help you in your work?
Well, I found, Kieran, it's funny. Even years ago when I worked in woodwork, I often joke, before I was in the ministry, I was a tradesperson. I worked in wood machinist. And I often joked that I really wanted to follow Jesus, you know, following the exact footsteps of Jesus. So it's like working in wood. But anyway, even though I'd done, you know, years of training and preparation for that, I found that, you know, there are many verses that talk about committing your way to the Lord, committing your plans to the Lord, committing things to the Lord. I found that if I would just really commit things to the Lord, my work, my day, and even projects I'd be doing, I'd just commit it to the Lord quickly in prayer, that I just found more grace on it. It's hard to explain, and people might say, oh, that's just whatever, but that's what I found. I found that even despite all my training, just committing things to the Lord and trusting, of course, one of the verses in Psalm 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord, and then it goes on, trust in Him, and He will do it. So that's kind of like the second step, committing to Him and trusting Him. That I'm not just trusting in my own ability, but in His grace, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, question number three, a time you heard something clear from God.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking about this, Kieran, and, you know, of course, most of the times, the vast majority is just, you know, you're reading the Bible, you're praying, and you hear things from the Lord. But I thought I'd share one that's probably a bit more spectacular that really encouraged me. Some months ago, this new couple came into the church, and I had never met them before, and just shook hands, said hello, and then the service started. But as we were worshiping the Lord, I kind of got this picture, and some people, you know, you just get like a little picture, you know, and I got this picture of a pen, and a pen in a hand, and I was praying about this during worship, thinking, Lord, what is that? And I felt the Lord want me to encourage this man about writing, and that he was going to, you know, write, and that God was going to bless him, whatever, you know, just a little word of encouragement. And of course, that can go really wrong, you know. You have to. So I turned to him during the greeting time. I just went to himself and his wife, and just humbly submitted, of course, because it can go wrong, and it has to be confirmation to that person, not direction, but yeah. Just something like confirm something. But sure enough, he said, "Wow, that is so encouraging." He said, "I've just finished writing a book.
Wow,
and I'm looking for a publisher." So a couple of weeks ago, he came up to me in church. And he gave me the printed copy, and the book has never been published. So that was really exciting.
That is incredible. Yeah, that is a good one. Okay, great answer so far. Let's see how we get on. This is one of my favourite questions, I have to say now. A favourite piece of music and why?
Oh, right. Well, for me, it's nearly, for years, it's always been Oh Holy Night, the famous hymn. And I love that song. And of course, it comes around at Christmas a lot. But
of course it
does. Not just at Christmas, I could listen to it any time.
It sends, it just, oh, it sends the goosebumps down my back, I have to say. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love the version in Home Alone, Christmas movie. It had the choir, and I love the versions with choir that join in. They're really, really strong, yeah.
Oh, well, there's something we both have in common then. That's an amazing piece of music, and it always means an awful lot emotionally to me at Christmas time particularly.
Yeah.
Now,
here's
a hard question, because I'd be hard-pressed to answer this one, but you chose to answer it today. What one luxury would you find it hard to live without?
Well, at first I thought it was hard, and then it just popped in my head. I said, it's easy. Ice cream.
What a great answer. Any particular flavour?
loads. I went, actually, we had the privilege of being in Rome, my wife and daughter and I and some friends, just recently for a holiday, and it was real great. And we went to this one shop in Rome, Kieran, it's just a little bit away from the Pantheon, and it has 150 versions of ice cream. 150.
Ooh.
We've gone there anytime we've gone to Rome, and it's just it's an amazing shop. You can get, I mean, pistachio, you know, you can get almost any fruit, melon, and they've all sorts of wild and wonderful versions. So
fantastic.
I didn't get through 150, but we made a stab at it. And but yeah, ice cream sorbet or frozen yogurt, them sort of things, gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree with you, but maybe in moderation, maybe.
In moderation. When I was in Italy, I had to hold back, you know.
There you go. Listen, you did so well with the questions. I got some bonus questions for you. So thank you for those. But it's currently the summer break, but the Irish Bible Institute is starting up a new term shortly. Maybe you'd remind our listeners about some of the courses people can study at the IBI.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Kieran. Yeah, we're really excited. Next couple of weeks now, first week of September. Wow, so there's still time to get a quick application in if you move on it. But, yeah, we've great, you know, for people starting off, just tremendous courses, really, really helpful, and with the goal of equipping people for, you know, service in the local community. So things like introducing, you know, the Bible and how to interpret the Bible as well. You know, we all read the Bible and we all interpret it in a way, but just how to do that well, the teaching and life of Jesus, pastoral care, discipleship, communication of the you know, communicating the Bible to people. And again, it's for everyone, really, Kieran. We've got people from new believers to pastors that come. We go right the way from the beginning, right the way to master's levels courses.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, it's exciting, you know. So we're looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Are there particular courses or classes that you lecture or teach? that you...
Yeah, well, I look a lot at... Well, I do discipleship, which is really exciting because, you know, that's a big part of what Jesus talks about. And obviously, I also do a lot in Paul's letters and those sort of areas. So that's why I love, you know, my interest in going to Rome, just to see all these ancient...
See where it all happened. Yeah.
So I do a lot with Pauline letters, so I'm excited about that.
Great stuff. Paul, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today. I wish you luck with the new term. All blessings on you for that. And if people want to find out more, I think the website is ibi.ie and they can check out all the details there.
ibi.ie gets everything. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you for being our guest this morning on Life in Five, Paul. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.